The Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Lamazayin Amabeis teaches us how Klal Yisrael, in their different points of history, by accepting upon themselves the brisos that Moshe Rabbeinu told them in the name of Hashem, what they were actually accepting upon themselves was the concept of arvus. They were accepting upon themselves the concept of Klal Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, that each one of us is responsible for the other one in our obligation to make sure they do the mitzvahs. And the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph, teaches us that Kol HaBrachas Kulan Api Shiyotze Yidei Chavosoi Moitzi, that in all situation of a bracha, that even though I have already fulfilled the mitzvah, I have already made the bracha on the mitzvah, I could still make a bracha on behalf of someone who has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah. And Rashi explains, because there's a concept, as we're learning now, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, so each one of us is responsible that the next person should fulfill the mitzvahs. And therefore, if my fellow Jew won't fulfill the mitzvah, it's not only that he is not fulfilling the mitzvah. The concept of arvus teaches us that I am also now obligated to make sure that he fulfilled the mitzvah. And if he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, it's as if I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, my friend's obligation to fulfill the mitzvah is not only his obligation, it's as well my obligation. And therefore, just like were he to fulfill the mitzvah, he obviously makes a bracha before he fulfills the mitzvah, so too I can make the bracha on his behalf, because I now have also an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah. The Ran has a little different explanation. He says that if Ambi might see somebody else, it's not just I have to make sure that the next person has to fulfill the mitzvah. It now becomes my personal obligation. So the nafka mina, as the mefarshim explain, is let's say I'm not obligated in this mitzvah at all. Could I be moitzi someone else who is obligated? If we explain that it's my obligation to make sure that the second person does the mitzvah, it makes no difference if it's a mitzvah that I'm obligated in or not, because I'm obligated to make sure that he fulfilled the mitzvah. If we say that my mitzvah is not complete until the next person also does the mitzvah, it's only if I'm also obligated in the mitzvah. So again, to review, we have here a very fundamental machloikis rishonim, how to learn Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Some learn that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh means that my mitzvah is not considered complete until the next person also fulfills the mitzvah. And others learn that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh means that not that my mitzvah is incomplete until the next person does the mitzvah, but rather I have an obligation because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh to see that the next person fulfill his mitzvahs. And the nafka mina, as we're learning, is, can I be mitzi someone in a bracha on a mitzvah that I'm not obligated at all? The Gemara in Masechta the Brachas, Daf Mem Hei Amabeis, says that if somebody hears a bracha from someone else and he had kavanah to be yoytze with that bracha, he's yoytze even though he doesn't say amen. But the Gemara says, he's not yoytze unless the person who made the bracha is also chayiv in that bracha. And so does the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Das on the base, say, Kol mi she'en mechuy bedavar, if somebody himself is not obligated, ein moitzei chayim yidei chavasam. He can't be moitzi someone else their chayiv. And the Gemara, the Rishonim explain that if the person who made the bracha is chayiv midrabanan in this mitzvah, and the person who answered is chayiv midraisa, then we have a problem. Because how could someone who's mechuyiv only midrabanan be moitzi someone who's mechuyiv midraisa? However, goes on the Gemara Masechta Brachos to say, that's only if somebody is not obligated in the bracha at all. But let's say it's someone who is mechuyiv, just who is yoytzes chiyiv, then there's a difference between birchas hamitzvahs and birchas hanenen. By birchas hamitzvahs, api shiyotza moitzi. So now we have a new level in our discussion. By birchas hamitzvahs, this cloud that we began our shiur today with, that I could be moitzi someone else with a bracha, even though I am not obligated, it's only by birchas hamitzvahs, and it's only if our level of obligation is identical, that we both are mechuyev b'deraisa. When it comes to birchas hanenen, I can never make a bracha on behalf of someone else. And Rashi explains what's the difference between birchas hamitzvahs and birchas hanenen. Because by birchas hamitzvahs, as we're explaining, kol yisrael areim zeh lazeh. So I am obligated to make sure that the next person should make the bracha, because given the reasons we said at the beginning of the shiur, I may be obligated in that mitzvah, or certainly I'm obligated to see that the next person fulfilled the mitzvah. By birchas hanenen, yes, before somebody eats, he has to make a birchas hanenen, but he's not obligated to eat. So since he's not obligated to eat, we can't apply the concept of kol yisrael areim zeh lazeh. And therefore, even if someone else wants to eat, but if I'm not eating, I can't make a birchas hanenen on his behalf. And the Magen Avraham says that this is the halacha even b'dieved. That means, let's say I made a birchas hanenen on behalf of someone else who wasn't obligated in the mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham, and I wasn't eating or drinking at all, so my bracha remains, says the Magen Avraham, a bracha of atala. And since my bracha is bracha of atala, it obviously cannot serve as a sufficient bracha to be moitzi somebody else. The Rosh in Masechta Brachos says that the obligation of women to make birchas hamazon is only midrabanan. So therefore, a woman cannot be moitzi a man in birchas hamazon, since the man's obligation is only midaraisa. Ask the Gemara, why is this different from what we just learned, that I can be moitzi somebody else in a bracha, even though I'm only mechuyev b'drabanan and he's mechuyev b'deraisa? In other words, the Gemara over there, in Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, speaks about the case that if somebody, the midaraisa, in order to be mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon, the Torah says, V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. You have to eat a k'day seviya. I only ate a kazayis. It's not k'day seviya. I'm not satiated. So my obligation in birchas hamazon is only midrabanan. The other person who was v'savata, who's satiated, who's full, his obligation of Birchas HaMazon is Midaraisa. And yet the Gemara, Masechet Brachos, teaches us that I, who am only Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon Midarabanon, can be might see the other person who's Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon Midaraisa. So if that's the case, why isn't it the same with a woman and a man? That if a woman is Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon only Midarabanon, why can't she be might see a man who's Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon Midaraisa? So the Rosh answers, a man, even though in this situation he is not Mechuyiv in Birchas HaMazon Midaraisa, he is in the Pasha of Birchas HaMazon Midaraisa. That means, were I to eat to the degree that I would be full, I would be mechuyev to make Birchas HaMazon Midaraisa. Therefore, I am an individual who, even though currently I'm only mechuyev in the Bracha Midarabanon, can be might see somebody who's mechuyev in the Bracha Midaraisa. Because of the concept of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zeh L'Zeh. However, women, these are the words of the Rosh, and we need to, now we, the Achroinim, the Gedolei Achroinim already, work on trying to understand what the Rosh means. Women are not in the parasha of Arvis, and therefore they can't be Moitzi. They who are Mechuyim Midrabanon, they cannot be Moitzi someone else. The Dog of Mervava, by the Yehuda, understands the Rosh very simply. He understands that women are not in the parasha of Avis. And his Raya is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that how many people were included in the parasha of Avis? The Gemara says we followed the number that there was in, of Klal Yisrael when they were counted in the Midbar. And the number that was in Klal Yisrael as they were counted in the Midbar was 603,550. 603,550 is the amount is men. So we see that only men are in the parasha of Avis. Rabbi Kivaga disagrees with Dagla Mervava in his understanding on the Rosh. And he says that the Rosh doesn't mean to say that women are excluded from the parasha of Arvis. He says the Rosh is trying to differentiate the following. The Rosh wants to differentiate between somebody who is already yoitz the mitzvah. Can he be mitzi somebody else? Versus somebody who is bechlal not mechuyiv in the mitzvah. And Rosh is saying, says Rav Kivaga, only someone who is in the parasha of the mitzvah can be included in the parasha of Arvis. But somebody who is not in the mitzvah at all is not in the parasha of Arvis. So as I saw this machloikis of the Dogel Mervava and Rabbi Kivaga, I thought that this machloikis is actually what we started this year with. The machloikis of Ran and Rashi. When we say Arvis, does Arvis mean that I'm obligated to make sure that the next person fulfill a mitzvah, even though I'm not obligated in that mitzvah? If that's what Arvis means, then women and men should be the same. And if we're saying that, if the Rosh is saying that women and men are not the same, it must be because, like the Dogel Mervava says, that women, as he brings a Raya from our Gemara, are not in the parasha of Arvis. If, however, we learn that women, that the parasha of Arvis means that only in a mitzvah that I'm mechuyiv is there a din of Arvis. But if I'm not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, then there's no din of Arvis. Then Rabbi Kivaga is right. It's not that women are excluded from the parasha of Arvis. All the Rosh means to say, is that in mitzvahs that women aren't obligated, they have no din of Arvis. But if we're going to find the mitzvah in which women are obligated, they certainly will have a din of Arvis. And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger attempts to bring a raya to his pshat that there is arvus even by women. Because if we're going to say, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that women are entirely excluded from the parasha of arvus, there's a Mishnah in Masecht Megillah, Daf Yutes Amabeis. The Mishnah says, Cheresh HaMedaba Ve'ena Shemeya, if you have an individual who has the ability to speak but not to hear, Eni Yochel Lachaytzi Acher Megillah. He can't be mighty other people in the parasha Megillah, because the halacha is, Lo Yishmiya La'aznav La'yotza, if somebody hasn't heard the words of the Megillah, is in Yoitz the mitzvah. And therefore, since this individual, who's a cheresh hamedaber ve'eino shemeya, is an individual who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah Megillah, because anyone who can't hear is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Megillah. And the same would be regarding to Kiyah Shofar, that a cheresh hamedaber ve'eino shemeya can't be mighty other people with the Kiyah Shofar, as is Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Tuf Kuf Peites. But, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if the halacha is that somebody who is Yotze, we quoted the Gemara at the beginning of Shir, Apapisha Yotze, even though he was Yotze Mighty, so why is this individual different than that? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to the way I'm learning, it's very geschmack. Because yes, there's a din afal pishi yotza moitzi. But when is the din of afal pishi yotza moitzi said? It's only said in a situation where I myself am mechuyev in that mitzvah. But in a situation where I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah, the individual who's a cheresh hamedabavein and shemeya, who's not mechuyev in kriyas Megillah, the individual who's a cheresh hamedabavein and shemeya, who's not mechuyev in tekiyah shofar, is like the woman in Birchas Hamazon, and can't be mitzi someone else. There is no arvus by such a individual. The Dogma Mavava, who holds that women are entirely excluded from the parasha of Kol Yisrael Arevim Lelzeh, says that a man who daven ma'ariv cannot be mitzi his family, his wife and children, if they didn't daven ma'ariv. Why? Because the man is not mechuyev anymore to daven, and the women who haven't davened, this is the question by Kiddush Friday night. Everybody has a chiyuv to make Kiddush Friday night, men and women. If a man davens Friday night in shul, he already makes Kiddush. So he was Yoitzes Chiv Kiddush Midaraisa. The women who haven't made Kiddush are now Mechui Midaraisa. So even though, says the Dogla Marvava, there's a rule, Afal Pi Sheyotza Moitzi, but says the Dogla Marvava, my opinion is that women are not in the parasha of Arvus. So if women are not in the parasha of Arvus, so now, if women are not in the parasha of Arvus, I can't be mitzi them because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And therefore, says the Dogma Mavava, you have a very big problem on Friday night when the man makes Kiddush by davening. How could he come home and make Kiddush to be mitzi his wife if there is no Arvus for women? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what should you do? A very famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, what should you do when you come home from shul? It's anyway the right thing to do. You should say good Shabbos to your wife. And when you say good Shabbos to your wife, she responds good Shabbos. She was yoitz already, chiv kiddush, Midaraisa, and Shin Tzvi Yoytzachiv Kiddush Medaraisa. So both of you now, the husband and wife, are in the same status that their Chiv Kiddush now is only Medrabbanon, because the Chiv Kiddush Medaraisa, they were Yoytzi. The man with the davening, the woman with saying Gechabes. Or another approach we could recommend is that even if you have a woman who typically doesn't daven Ma'ariv, she should daven Ma'ariv Friday night. So she will be Yoytzi Kiddush Midaraisa by davening Ma'ariv Friday night. And then she and her husband were both in the same place in their obligation of Kiddush. The Chiv Daraisa they've resolved. And now the husband can make Kiddush for the wife. The Chasam Sofer, however, has a whole different approach. He says, since everybody makes Kiddush on wine Friday night, and there are halakos regarding Kiddush on wine Friday night, Kiddush b'makom suda, even though we're davening Ma'ariv, because we know that when we're going to come home, we're going to make Kiddush, it's as if we have kavana as we daven, was like a lay bezdin masna, that we're not going to be yoytza kiddush with our davening. We want to be yoytza our kiddush with the kiddush that we make on the cup of wine, and therefore we have no problem. Moreover, I saw that there's some paiskim that say that this question is only applicable on Shabbos. On Yontif, everybody will agree that you're not yoytzi with Kiddush with the tefillah. You're only yoytzi with Kiddush al hakos. And therefore, even if you have a problem with Shabbos, as we've been discussing, Yontif, that issue wouldn't come up.